your father do?
He was a galvaniser in a factory in Digbeth, and as I say, he worked very hard, and you know, 6 days a week, sometimes seven when needed be, just to make sure we got a good education and a better life, really. You know.
Did your parents practice as Sikhs?
I wouldn't say they would. No, I would say atheists more than anything. You know, they just believed in as long as you know you had manners and you was brought up properly, that was it. And a good education was the main aspect of them. Like, but as I say, I would say at school very average. I wasn't sort of, you know, like a lot of Indian families do very well or whatever. I just did, average, and then ended up doing the job I did, which I've always wanted to do as a child, like, you know.
It must have been quite difficult moving from school to school as you moved to different areas of Birmingham.
Yes, that was very difficult, actually, because of obviously making new friends all the time and different people and different things and... yes, it was. That was quite difficult, but yeah, I seem to mix and blend in quite well with the new schools and whatever. As I say, it was very difficult, and I enjoyed it, really, you know.
And you say you'd always wanted to be a truck driver. How did that come about?
I think from my since being a child, the only way I could go to sleep was with a plastic plate, actually. I'd go to bed with a plastic plate and pretend to be driving a truck. Ended up, when I was older then, eventually we saved up and I got my licence, class one and everything, and 20 years later I'm still actually driving a truck at the moment. But I do enjoy it, and I still enjoy it, like, you know.
What happened when you left school?
I had several different jobs, because obviously you couldn't drive a class one until you was 21. I did van driving, sort of anything to do with driving, forklift driving, anything. And then eventually, when I become 21, then got my HGV and never looked back, really. You know, still enjoy my job very much. Which
was that quite hard to get the HGV license?
It was not the sense of the test or anything, but the actual price of it and the money of it was quite expensive, and we saved very, very hard for it. And obviously,